Time now for the CJHL report. At the start of the season, the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues across the country all had their eye on the end goal of winning the RBC Cup. Well, next week, the final five teams left are going to battle for the national championship in Coburg. Joining us now to discuss the tournament is Cougars General Manager Brent Tully. Brent, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Gino. A pleasure.
Brent, the tournament is coming up pretty quickly now. It's been a long time coming, tons of preparations, but it all starts May 13th. What's your feeling going into right now? Anxiety, excitement, what?
Well, I think you could add a few other emotions there, Gino, but certainly what you mentioned, you prepare for basically a couple years for this week-long tournament, and, obviously we feel like we're very well prepared and a ton of preparations gone into this, of course, as it does with any major event, with an excellent group of volunteers and planning committee. And of course, our job as the hockey operations is to put a good product on the ice. So we feel like we've done a good job and are ready to go.
The town of Coburg's population, for those who don't know, is right around 18,500 people. Have you got the whole community to rally around you right now? What's the sense around town?
Well, I think as when you're closer to the date of the 13th, you can feel the buzz for sure. Game, we as a club obviously wanted to win our way to the RBC Cup and fell short of that. However, I think our fans and community sense that we put in a great battle and we're up against some tough opponents and it's such a hockey community. As you mentioned, a smaller town, but we certainly have one of the most loyal fan bases at the junior A level.
As you mentioned, the Cougars eliminated in the OJHL playoffs about a month ago now by the Trenton Golden Hawks. What was it about that series? Or did you have your kids maybe possibly in the back of their mind thinking, we don't have to win this series because we know we're going to Nationals anyway? What happened in that series?
Well, yeah, first of all, I don't think, we didn't bring up, in fact, the RBC Cup. It's looming, and the kids are obviously very well aware that we'll be participating in it. But as far as the day-to-day, talk goes, we just, simply focused on what was immediately ahead. And we knew we were in tough. We play in one of the toughest divisions, yeah. As they say, in Canada, quite frankly. And so we knew that we'd have a tough battle all the way through the playoff. And right from round one, playing Kingston and then Wellington and being successful in those, and then ran into a very tough Trenton team that the series, albeit 4-0, each game was very, very tight. So, weren't on the right end of those, of course, but nonetheless, we feel good about how our guys have prepared.
We had Windsor Spitfires General Manager Warren Reichel on our show last week. They're in a very similar situation to yours. They were eliminated on their part in the opening round of the OHL playoffs, and they're set to host the MasterCard Memorial Cup in a couple of weeks. What have you guys done to keep sharp? He said they're playing against university teams. How do you keep that competitiveness going on the team so they don't get distracted?
Well, we felt first and foremost it was important, actually, that we gave our guys a bit of a break.
Okay.
Some maybe would, from the outside looking in, think that was a little ridiculous, but we felt it was really important to send our guys home. We have a lot of players that are from out of town to spend some time with their families. Heal was one factor, and then come back mentally fresh to prepare and be excited about it. We really felt if we kept the players around for the duration that they would go a little stale by having to practice so often and not have that level of competition and gameplay. We were able to, and they're continuing to play some exhibition games against junior age players that are eliminated, and some kids like Windsor that are back from university. So we're actually playing in these games probably from a talent pool level, teams that are better than we are, which is, of course, what you want to have.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in conversation with Cougars General Manager Brent Tully as they get set to host the RBC Cup at Coburg, Ontario. Now, you're no stranger to big tournaments. You won two World Junior Championships in 93 and 94 during your playing days. You even wore the C for Team Canada in 94. What was that experience like for you, and how can you translate that to your kids when you're playing in a tournament that's this huge?
Well, I think what I tell people from my own experiences, Once you put a year to it, it's easy to label how long ago it was. But, you know, it was as you move away from it, the more you appreciate those moments, of course, and being able to relive it every year that you watch the tournament. You know, just phenomenal. I mean, you know, it's going into how we prepare our own players and you know, and our head coach, John Drews, having a great pro experience as well. Yeah. It's about helping these kids understand that this is a life experience, not just a hockey experience. But, you know, no matter what they go on to do in their life, and for the majority of them, it won't be hockey. And it's about what they move on to in school and in their professional lives. So this is going to be one of the great moments of their life. And, you know, so to give it everything that they can and understand that, you know, they're one of the selected few that are going to get an opportunity like this and make the most of it. Because win or lose, but hopefully win, you'll never forget this.
It's going to be awesome. How do people find out more information about it online?
Best place to go is to hockeycanada.ca. All the information, game schedules, how to purchase tickets is all right there on Hockey Canada's website. So that's the best place for people to visit.
Hey, Brent, thanks for this. We appreciate it. Nice catching up with you, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Gino. I appreciate it.
That was Brent Tully, the general manager of the Colborne Cougars, who are getting set to host the RBC Cup starting May the 13th. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.